are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all tuning in? I need to correct myself. I always talk about how much I hate computers. I hate computers with a passion. I can't stand computers. I'm not lying. I hate computers. But you know what I hate more? Printers. I think printers are probably on the top of my poo-poo list. I can't stand the fact that I have to pay for the drum, and I have to pay for the toner, and then they don't even work at work. And, you know, I run a very busy medical office. I'm not busy because I'm popular. I'm just busy because I'm probably behind in seeing patients, so it looks busy. And the copier dies. What do you have to do? What do you have to do to have a functioning office all the time? And these things are expensive. So, you know, we call the guy to come out first thing in the morning, right? So we call him, at 8:01? The guy shows up at like 2:50. Well, 2:50, right? What, 14:50? We're already almost done with the day. So I'm a little grumpy. But I gotta tell you, not too grumpy, because a study came out today. This is breaking news from New York Daily News, right? Get this, guys. You'll only hear it here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. According to New York Daily News, Republicans are more likely than Democrats to achieve orgasm during sex. Yep, Republicans have better sex than Democrats. Now, I don't know what Democrats do in bed. I'm assuming somebody taxes somebody, right? Okay. That hurts the mood, okay? Whether you penalty or super tax, it hurts the mood. But I guess a survey released from Binghamton University and Match.com, out of 5,000 subjects they surveyed, more than half identified themselves as Republican, and they say they reached orgasm every time they had sex, compared to 40% of liberal Republicans. And these were liberal Democrats. So conservative Republicans, 53% of the survey, yet most of them said they reach orgasm all the time, as opposed to 40% of liberal Democrats. Now, why is that? From what I understand, a lot of liberal Democrats, they really idolize Nancy Pelosi. Now, my assumption is then a picture of Nancy Pelosi is probably somewhere in the bedroom. Okay, not going to happen. Guys, not going to happen. Look, I don't mind if you're a Democrat or liberal. All right. I don't mind if you have a passion for a political party. All right. But you may not want to bring it into the bedroom. All right. I would not have a picture of President Obama or Nancy Pelosi in my bedroom. Now, Ronald Reagan, the cowboy said that he was, that I could see. All right. I could see that. Having a poster of conservative Dr. Dahlia, very enticing. But I can't really think of a liberal that you would really want up in your room when you're possibly bringing somebody over. Now, those surveyed say they have their fun less frequently than their Democratic counterparts, however. So Republicans may be getting less sex than Democrats, right? Well, because they have to they have to pay for all these taxes that the Democrats are mandating. But they say liberal Democrats play, this comes to the New York Times, liberal Democrats place more importance on sense of humor, independence, someone who they consider equal, share a similar lifestyle of their own, whereas Republicans, they say, place more emphasis on finding someone of the same background and political party and are more concerned with dating someone who's interested in marriage. Why are you having sex before marriage? I don't know. Anyway, but they say only 17% of men and 20% of women say they must have someone that's in their political party. So 80% of us don't care if our lover doesn't vote the same way. It all depends how important politics are to you. I mean, luckily, my husband and I are Republican, according to this study, and we believe the same thing. I don't know how it would work if we did it. I'm really surprised that smaller percentage worry about finding a mate that thinks politically like them. You know, I mean, it all depends how important politics are you. And, I don't think there's a lot of people out there, and I apologize. I don't want to insult those who aren't politically passionate. I know there's a lot of people that just go, you know what, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do my job, I'm going to keep my head low, I'm not going to stress the little things. And I get that. I get that, you know. But I don't want people to think that I have a disgust for people that don't agree with me politically. I'd rather somebody be passionate about something than apathetic. But if you're the type of person to go, yeah, I just want to get to work, I'll pay whatever taxes I have to pay, just leave me alone. I'd like you to show some more cojones. Would love your opinion, but I kind of get that. I get that. I mean, remember, 20 years ago, there was a threat that if you didn't vote for Clinton, you were audited by the IRS. I can understand why some people may want to lay low if you don't trust the government. You know, you may just, who knows? Maybe that's why some doctors are fleeing this. They're like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the government watching me. I don't want the government all over me. I'm going to leave. So I kind of get that. You know, there's a chance that those people that just want to lay low, you know, maybe more on the conservative side. I don't know. But I guess now a way to tell is to find out if they're achieving orgasm, according to study. Hey, this comes from the New York Times. Look, when you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you get your news right from top sources, okay? Match.com survey. Republicans more likely than Democrats to achieve climax during sex. No, this is with another person. Okay, what are we going to talk about today? Apparently, they found in Oregon fossilized poo-poo of possibly the first American, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Sylvester Stallone's son, Sage, 36 years old, dies of possible overdose. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about an Obama staffer who looks like collapsed and died today at the Chicago headquarters. We're also going to talk about a woman who was fleeing the Colorado fire, gets into an accident, and now starts a wildfire in Idaho. So we got a lot to talk about, all right? But I want to hear from you, so please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right, the son of Sylvester Stallone has been found dead in his Hollywood home. Sage Moonblood Stallone, 36 years old, was found dead in his apartment today, according to his attorney. And confirmed by the New York Post. I'm sorry. Sources tell us that he is believed to have died from an overdose of pills. They cannot tell if it was suicide or accidental. They do not think it's foul play. For those of you that don't remember who Sage was, remember in Rocky V, he played his father's son, right? He played Rocky Jr. And remember, he was beat up at school and they took his jacket and then he started to fight back and then he wore an earring. I mean, honestly, the kid was a great actor. Great actor. That was when he made his acting debut. I thought he did a good job. Then he went into directing. He went into producing. From what I understand, his father has been at Comic-Con in San Diego this week promoting The Expendables 2. Boy, I hope The Expendables 2 is going to be better than Expendables 1. I don't have high hopes. In the trailer, Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of climbs out of a car with his arthritis, you could tell. You know how we now get out of a car? Not as smooth. You know, when we were in our 20s, we used to do it like the Dukes of Hazzard boys, right? The Duke boys could jump out of the car. Now, when we get out of the car, we kind of have to bend and, make one of those sounds. So anyway, in the trailer, Sylvester Stallone kind of gets out of the car, and then he goes, I'm back. And... You're like, oh, no. Oh, no. I am not going to be able to see a geriatric Schwarzenegger pull this movie off. But I think it'll be good. So, yeah, speaking of Schwarzenegger, since there's going to be a Total Recall sequel, or not Total Recall, but a remake coming out, my kids are actually very interested in seeing it. So we're going to have them see the original Total Recall. I thought Total Recall was a good movie. I still don't get it. I still don't get with Total Recall, was it a dream or was it all real and he thought he was dreaming? I still don't get it. Yeah, I know he had to kill his wife. I know, but remember, a lot of men want to dream that. So I still don't understand. Total Recall is one of those movies where I just don't get. I just don't get it. But anyway, back to Sylvester Stallone's son dying. We'll find out more. Hopefully within the next few days, but it's tragic. It's a shame either way. You always wonder, you know, if it was suicide, why? But I mean, look at what happened with Keith Ledger. Look at what happened with, River Phoenix. I mean, overdoses happen pretty commonly, you know, with, child actors that become adults. I'm interested to know what happens, but it's a shame. May rest in peace. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, the problem with hearing these stories is you can't sleep and you feel like you want to drink. And no. Yeah, a lot of people do that. When they get depressed, can't sleep, they go for alcohol and they go for sleepy pills. Don't do that. Don't do that. I mean, it's a bad mix. Right, we always say don't mix alcohol with your pills. And what happens is somebody does, the very first time they do it, they either forget that they took a pill a few hours earlier and then they have a drink, or they go, oh gosh, I took a pill, but I'm with my friends. Well, let's try it. Or they drink, they feel so horrible when they drink that they pop a pill to sleep. And then they go, oh, I hope I make it through the night. And then you do. For the most part, you do make it through the night, and then you're like, oh, well, then I guess Dr. Dahlia is blowing out of her sigmoid colon. It's not dangerous. My doctor doesn't know what he's talking about. My pharmacist sure as heck doesn't know what he's talking about. You could mix alcohol in the pills, and, you know, things like this could happen as well. I mean, trust me, you never know. It's the wrong pill at the wrong place at the wrong time. And nobody could ever interview the person afterwards going, what were you thinking? So just do not mix alcohol with pills. There's no need. There's really no need. If you really have trouble sleeping and you already drink some alcohol, if you have an Android app, download the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can download it for free. If you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, I am almost positive you will fall asleep. It's a cure for all insomniacs. Just listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. It'll put you to sleep. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so George Zimmerman wants his judge replaced. He wants a new judge to preside over him in the murder trial and the shooting of Trayvon Martin, saying the judge is biased against him. Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, filed a motion to disqualify Florida Circuit Court Judge Kenneth Lester, who revoked Zimmerman's initial bond and then substantially set a higher bond. They say Mr. Zimmerman has a reasonable fear that he cannot get a fair trial or a fair stand-your-ground hearing by this court. The court makes gratuitous, disparaging remarks about Mr. Zimmerman's character. Advocates for Mr. Zimmerman to be prosecuted for additional crimes or advocates for him, offers a personal opinion about the evidence for said prosecution, and continues to hold over Mr. Zimmerman's head the threat of future contempt proceedings. I was wondering about that. I didn't think the judge liked him too much. And I was wondering when they were going to say something. Yeah, and I'm still a little confused by this whole, why George Zimmerman went back to jail. I understand he had lied about his website and how much money it made, but I thought everybody knew that there was a website. And I thought he disclosed there was a website. I guess he didn't disclose the right amount of money at the time, which means I think courts need to allow iPads and cell phones, because if you are, by the way, guys, if you do have a defense fund and a website and it's going up as we speak, what you may need to do is ask the judge, can somebody log on and see? Because I don't want to get in trouble for lying. But no, but I think it's more than that. I think the wife had said they're destitute, they don't have money, etc. Don't lie to the judge, because they will tick off the judge. So I was wondering about that. I mean, if they did lie to the judge is going to be mad. Anyway, let's see here. Amar wrote, his attorney wrote separately that the decision to seek a new judge came after lengthy decisions among the defense team and with George. All right. So I don't know if that decision would be made. See, that's a tough one. All right. Let's say they say no. Let's say, I guess this is the first time Zimmerman's lawyers have asked for a new judge. In April, Zimmerman's lawyers filed a motion asking Judge Jessica Rexidler, who was initially assigned to the case, to remove herself because of an alleged conflict of interest. Yeah, apparently, I think there was something with the husband. I forget the story. But anyway, what if you say, I want a new judge, right? What was the song? I want a new drug. I want a new judge. So let's say you do that, and they go, no. Now the judge really hates you. That's tough. That's a toughie. I don't know where you go from there. All right. Well, anyway, all right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I told you the show could put you to sleep. I told you. All right, let's move on. All right, in ancient Oregon, they found poo-poo that they believe belonged to some of the first Americans. Didn't the first Americans come to the East Coast? Scientists working in Oregon have found poo-poo. That they believe are the oldest human remains in the America. I am surprised poo-poo would fossilize, but I guess it would. And they think this will give us some clue about also some of the earliest American tools. Early Americans used Oregon's Paisley Caves for a toilet. Little did they know that scientists would be picking through what they left behind. The scientists extracted DNA from dried up feces in the cave. Boy, wouldn't that be weird if somebody thousands of years from now, right, look at our fossilized poo-poo? Well, this is Dr. Dahlia's. And note all the fiber. She must have really practiced what she preached. Scientists extracted DNA from dried up feces in the cave, known politely as coprolites. Yeah, copro means poop. Like coprophilia is having a philia and attraction to poo-poo. Coprolite is, I guess, like light beer, maybe. They found four projectile points flanked from stone and presumably used for weapons. So I guess the poo-poo was next to the weapons. I guess if you're sitting there trying to make weapons and you don't have machinery and it's taking that long, you know, why leave to go to the bathroom? You might as well just go right there. Now, they think some of these coprolites, which is, you know, a lot more dashing to say than poo-poos, appear to be 14,500 years old. They say it's the oldest direct evidence of people in America because it's based... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a dork. We aren't talking about America, Americans. We could be talking about Indians that were living here. I tell you, I don't even know why they don't fire me. All right. Anyway, they say this is the oldest direct evidence of people in America because it's based on carbon dating of actual human remains, the gold standard for dating ancient cultures. Yeah, your DNA gets in poo-poo. I mean, not only is what you eat, but then your body kind of, we've talked about what happens from the mouth all the way to the rectum. We've talked about that at length and how we make poo-poo. Do I really have to rehash that? Well, anyway, part of your DNA gets into it. I mean, honestly, nobody makes poo-poo like I do. And my coprolites. My coprolites are fascinating. All right, don't go away. I got to slam it into neutral. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also say goodbye today to film producer Richard Zanuck. He died at age 77. He was the one that produced Jaws and Driving Miss Daisy, also a bunch of Tim Burton films. Apparently, he was son of 20th Century Fox Daryl Zanuck, who was actually, thus made him Hollywood's then youngest ever studio boss. He did die at his home in Beverly Hills, age 77, of a heart attack. Now, he collaborated with Steven Spielberg on Jaws, but, his name was Dick Zanuck. And he was, he was also the son of Virginia Fox. Oh, I remember that. Anyway, we say goodbye to him today. Now, Michael Clark Duncan had a heart attack. Michael Clark Duncan was in Green Mile. Also the whole nine yards. Let me see, what other movies was he in? You know, he's got that great sexy voice. You all know he was in the Green Mile. Anyway, he had a heart attack this morning. He's in the ICU. From what we understand, his wife Omarosa, we all remember Omarosa from Apprentice, years ago, before they went to Celebrity Apprentice, apparently she had to perform CPR on him. He is 54 years old. She found he had gone into cardiac arrest at 2 a.m., gave him CPR, and resuscitated him. Basically, we don't have too much more information except that he's stable. But, boy, heart attacks are happening a lot. I mean, thank heavens she was able to revive him. You know, when I'm asleep at 2 a.m., I am asleep. You know, I mean, you have to smack me in the head to wake me up. So hopefully, I got to tell you, middle of the night is the scariest time for heart attacks. Scariest time. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You will be happy to know that for the 2014 Olympics, Team USA uniforms will actually be made in the United States as opposed to the original ones made in China. Was that ridiculous? Wasn't that ridiculous? Honestly, our USA team, our Team USA Olympic outfits were originally made in China. That blows my mind. Anyway, the Olympic Committee says uniforms for the opening and closing ceremonies. I don't know if they're going to wear the berets. I remember a couple years ago, everybody said the berets were cool. I don't know. I'm not a big beret. I'm into cowboy hats. You wear a trucker hat or a cowboy hat, I'm good. Beret, come on, let's try to look a little more manly. Who's designing the uniforms? See, that's a problem. I think, anyway. Okay, the news came after it was revealed that American athletes at this year's games were going to be wearing clothing manufactured in China. Of course, lawmakers were upset. Human rights activists were upset. Ralph Lauren and the USOC were bombarded on Facebook and Twitter by critics who demanded the fashion design company manufacture new uniforms in the United States. It's not really that hard. Really? I mean, how much money are you going to save? You know what? We're sending, a few hundred athletes? Are you really going to be losing that much money manufacturing these in America? You really need to use China? All right. They say with athletes all having already arrived in London and the apparel distribution process beginning this weekend, we are unfortunately not able to make a change for London. We are committed, however, with their sponsors to ensure that the concerns voiced are addressed. To that end, Ralph Lauren has agreed to domestically manufacture their apparel. I mean, it may be too late already for the opening ceremonies. Yeah, they screwed up. But I don't understand. For more than 45 years, they say Ralph Lauren has built a brand that embodies the best of American quality and design rooted in the rich heritage of our country. Then why didn't they use American uniforms to begin with? Now, the USOC, Olympics Council, has defended the uniforms. Unlike most Olympic teams around the world, the U.S. Olympic team is privately funded, and we're grateful for our support from our sponsors. Oh, okay. Well, they say this tweet was nonsense. All right. Now, what are you going to do? I know. I understand it's cheaper to do things overseas. I understand with our tax system and the tax bracket you could fall under. I understand that. It just, I mean, can we please try and keep some things in America? It's embarrassing. It's completely embarrassing. I'm sorry. Let's switch subjects here. All right. Also embarrassing, American Idol. American Idol is losing Steven Tyler. They're losing Jennifer Lopez, and even Randy Jackson may split. Most of us are kind of sick of the whole American Idol. We don't even know who won because they don't really seem to become hits. I mean, Kelly Clarkson we know. Carrie Underwood we know. I don't even know the guy who did Baby Lockin' Doors and Turn 'em Lights Down. That guy, I don't even know who he was. Mike McQuarrie. Scott McQuarrie. Yeah. But wasn't he involved in the Sandusky trial? So nobody even knows who the winners are. And then the people that you think should have won, like Adam Lambert, didn't. And then you don't even know who their runner-up to. So I don't know where American Idol is going. They think they're going to have Mariah Carey. The problem is we all like Mariah Carey's old music. All right? So the problem is if she's going to be a judge, even though she's really, really nice, she's going to probably push her new stuff, which none of us like. We like her old stuff. Her old stuff is really good, especially her Christmas CD. I mean, if she could break out and sing her Christmas CD, I'm pretty happy. Okay. I guess David Letterman possibly screwed up and told everybody what's going to happen with the Dark Knight Batman movie. I can't say because it'll spoil it for everybody. But if you could probably assume what he said to spoil what happens in the movie, if the Dark Knight is supposed to be the last movie of Batman. So I guess Anne Hathaway looked shocked when he opened up his mouth. So I don't really care. I don't really go to these movies for their story. I go to, you know, wear the 3D glasses and pretend I'm ducking, you know, and all that. And then, you know, so that's all I do. And then I try to look to see if their suit is anatomically correct. I think they over-muscularize the pecs on these suits, don't you? Way over-muscularized. In fact, I watched the Green Lantern. Was it the Green Lantern or the Green Hornet? I always mix the two up. On the Green Lantern, which, by the way, DC Comics, they say they're going to unveil the Green Lantern as gay next year. But when they did the movie Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds, or the guy from Proposal, I was looking at the way they, you know, tried to draw his muscles. I don't think it was as anatomically correct as it could have been. And they need to do that. You know, they forget a lot of us in the medical field are watching these movies. Okay? So if you have Batman with oversized pecs and his rectus abdominis super tight, and you're like, nah, you know this guy's got a ventral hernia. Come on, he's pushing close to 40. I mean, when George Clooney was Batman really, were really those his pecs and his abs? No, they weren't. So you need to be a little bit more realistic. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever happens in the ending, I really don't care because, again, it's the ending. I'm not going to have time to get mad. But just try to make these things as scientifically and medically correct as possible. Remember we talked about last week how physicists, students had nothing better to do than to, I believe for the thesis, work on if it's realistic for Batman in his cape to be able to fly and land. And they said, no, Batman would probably crash to Earth with his size cape at 50 miles an hour. So he would crash to the ground. So Batman's cape needs to be larger, or he needs to have, rocket boosters. So already, right, they're in fantasy land with this whole Batman thing. I mean, they could, you know, they can make it a little bit more realistic. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Legal experts say Paterno, if he was still alive, could be, would have been, charged with endangerment, perjury in Penn State case. We are going to, over the next few weeks, start seeing officials and people in Penn State just start going down for what happened with the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse case. They say legal experts and emails and other evidence in the Penn State investigative report released this week said Paterno may have misled a grand jury when asked when he first heard about Jerry Sandusky's misconduct, and show that Paterno and other university officials put boys in danger with their failure to report sexual abuse allegations. You know, it's a shame because whatever legacy he made, it's completely sullied now with everything that happened and what was done. You know, how's a guy supposed to rest in peace now? Oh, what are you going to do? It's horrible. Horrible what happened there. All right, don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess Taylor Swift, 22 years old, tops females, heavy Forbes list of highest earning stars under the age of 30. Apparently she beat out Rihanna and Lady Gaga with $57 million in earnings. I don't know what I'm depressed about more. That I will never see that kind of money, or I will never be 30 again. Taylor Swift is one of the highest paid celebrities, the number one, right? Let me see. Her concerts, she makes about $1 million per night per concert. Can you imagine? That's something I always wanted to do. I always wanted to be a singer. You know, people come to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it would have probably just been Dahlia, right? And then I'm singing, la, you know, people give $1 million. That'd be great, right? Everybody paying tickets. Nah, not going to happen. Justin Bieber was the only male celebrity in the top 5. We're still questioning whether he's male. Let me see. He made $55 million from record sales, concerts, and endorsements. Lady Gaga ranked fourth. Rihanna ranked third. She still makes more money. She still makes a lot of money on that Born That Way album. I like that song. That's a good one. Fifth place was Katy Perry, but her movie, I think, bombed. Her Part of Me movie only earned $7 million opening weekend. Oh, that's horrible money, isn't it? Only earned $7 million. Adele did pretty well. I think Adele came in number six. Wow. All right. Well, now I'm depressed. Thank you. I'm old and poor. Thank you very much. All right. Another thing that's a little depressing is a woman kept her dead boyfriend's body in her house for 18 months. Why? So she had someone to watch NASCAR with. Linda Chase, 72 years old, who lives in southern Michigan, kept the remains of Charles Ziegler clean and dressed. She kept the body in her house in a chair for more than 18 months so she could have a partner for watching NASCAR races on TV. She often talked to the body, especially while she watched auto racing. She said, "I'm not heartless. I just didn't want to be alone. He was the only guy who was ever nice to me." Police discovered his mummified body in a living room chair next week. Authorities believe he died of natural causes at age 67. I don't know why these things happen. They just do. Although Chase claimed it occurred last December, there wasn't even a bad smell, she said. She has not been arrested, but is being investigated for financial fraud because she admits to cashing his checks after his death. Ah, so it wasn't to sit and watch NASCAR with somebody. She just kept the body sitting there, and she was cashing his checks. I'm probably going to prison, but I told them the truth. Wally Ziegler, 48 years old, said his father worked in a machine shop and received Social Security pension checks and veteran benefits. He said he tried to see his dad, but Miss Chase would not let him in the house. But wait a second, really? Okay, for 18 months? I mean, if I was the child of a person who I couldn't see for 18 months and the roommate wouldn't let me in the house, I would have probably said something before 18 months. So you kind of wonder what kind of family dynamics are there. I don't know. You just wonder. Oh, you just wonder. Another thing that makes you wonder, did you guys hear about this police officer who was part of President Obama's motorcade who actually was joking around with others on how he would shoot the first lady? This is completely insane. Motorcycle cop was up and identified, reportedly showed other officers a picture of a gun on his cell phone, and said he would use it to shoot Michelle Obama. Officers from the Special Operations Division had been discussing threats against the Obamas at the time. Worried colleagues had overheard the threats. They alerted Secret Service that the D.C. officer has been taken off active duty and given a desk job while the investigation takes place. Apparently, he was talking about how he could kill the first lady, and he would do it with this gun, allegedly, that he had a picture of on his cell phone. And this is somebody who has been in their motorcade? They say right now there's no immediate threat to the first lady. And he had previous roles in the past of protecting both the first family and foreign dignitaries. Right now, spokeswoman in D.C. Gwendolyn Crump says, "We received an allegation that inappropriate comments were made and are currently investigating this. Typically in the case of a threat against a member of a president's family, the Secret Service interviews participants and witnesses and then makes an assessment on how to proceed." That's kind of scary. And you also wonder, how stupid is that? And then you also wonder, what kind of a conversation were they having? Because if he really did admit that, what were the other guys saying? If you're sitting there doing a job, they're to protect everybody. And everyone's talking about, yeah, we need to be careful because there's this threat. We need to, protect the president. We need to protect the wife. Oh, by the way, I could kill her with this. Something's not right. What were the other people saying? I wonder if the other people in the motorcade or Secret Service need to be interviewed. Because for this gentleman, this officer, to feel comfortable enough to discuss how he would kill the first lady and then sit there and show pictures of the cell phone, all right, somebody might have been goading him on, saying, "Well, I would do this. Well, here's my gun." So I think they need to look at a few more people in line. That, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm probably never going to be president. No money and no votes. But it just, I don't want enemies. I like fans. I like heavy fans. I don't want votes. I don't want enemies. I don't want people going, well, I'll use this gun, you know, because Dr. Dahlia is going to try to repeal Obamacare. I hate Dr. Dahlia, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't want any part of that. I just want to sit here and just kind of talk and entertain and teach. I get that all the time. Dr. Dahlia, you need to run for office. You need to run for office. No, I don't really think it's going to help, you know, anyone's cause really that terribly. I don't think it will. I mean, I would love to help. And if nature calls, well, nature always calls, but if the country calls, absolutely. I mean, I'll step up. But, you know, right now, nobody needs me. And, you know, everybody's asking me, Dahlia, what do you think? Condoleezza Rice, you think he's going to pick, Mitt Romney's going to pick Condoleezza Rice for vice president? I thought she didn't want to run for vice president. So I'm not sure. I also don't know if her stance on abortion could possibly hurt. I like her. I know there's a lot of things that would probably worry a lot of conservative Republicans if she was on the ticket, you know, but I do like her a lot. She's a very intelligent woman. I think she would make a good vice president, but I don't know if she sides with a lot of conservative thinking that and that may hurt. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm still watching. I thought Marco Rubio would be his top pick, but it really looks like he wants to pick a woman. And I don't think that's a horrible decision. And I apologize, you know, for saying that if it ticks anybody off. Because like I said, I think people like voting in historical elections. And I believe we're going to be seeing a woman in office in the next few elections. And if you don't want it to be Hillary Clinton, right, then it makes sense for the Republicans to come up with a female vice presidential candidate, so that if it is later a Condoleezza Rice versus Hillary Clinton, that would be one heck of a powwow, wouldn't it? Yeah. What do you think? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see what else happened in the news. So I guess the Delta flight had to return to New York after suspicious wires were found inside the bathroom. Delta Airlines flight headed from New York to Madrid had turned around shortly after takeoff when a federal air marshal spotted suspicious wires sticking out of a rear lavatory. SWAT was called. Bomb squad officials searched the plane. Passengers were, of course, freaking out. Officials discovered two pieces of a drinking straw about an inch and a half long with wires running through each. All right. So right now they don't know what the heck is going on. But I love air marshals. I tell you, these guys are studs. Well, I'll keep you posted if I hear more. Don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. If not, don't forget to download our Droid app. It's for free. You'll get to listen to Dr. Dahlia all summer long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.